RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Welcome to In Vilonair. The academic radio space for English learners from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. News, suggestions, culture, language tips, literature, entertainment, opinion, learning, sharing, and more. Welcome back.
Share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
In Vilonair.
In Vilonair.
In Vilonair.
Hello, boys and girls. Bienvenidos a este programa radial In Vilonair, el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia.
Con ustedes, Leonardo Leguizamón, Carolina Rojas y quien les habla, Carlos Vázquez, tutores del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Welcome everyone to our radio space.
Hello guys, I'm looking forward to sharing our piece of advice concerning learning English and communicative skills.
This place was on empire, now I'm relaxed. I can't be sure.
We expect today you and our audience enjoy it.
I hope so too, dear. So let's start by talking about writing skills. Are you good at writing?
Bueno, cada una de las competencias comunicativas tiene su complejidad. En cuanto a writing, les puedo decir que considero una de las más complejas, ya que tiene una secuencia de construcción y ordenamiento de ideas que se hace complicada, y más cuando le quieres dar un sentido concreto a un texto.
Yep, Charlie, we have to write every day, and we do it because it is part of our daily life. We write WhatsApp messages, mails, we write in chats, filling forms, and in an academic environment, we have to write essays, reports, and of course, we write to our tutors, classmates, and on forums. It's a long list.
Claro, Carolina. Y la escritura hace parte de nuestra cotidianidad y lo hacemos todo el tiempo. A través de los chats, como tú mencionas, los formularios. Y en nuestros ambientes académicos lo hacemos con la escritura en foros, escritura de ensayos, resúmenes, reportes, etc.
Your heart to get over. It becomes a must to have clear most of the rules or tips to take into account when writing. It doesn't matter whether it's formal or informal. The way we write is a signature. This shows who we are.
So, what if we start by showing some writing tips in order to improve our written communication?
Entonces, escuchemos a la tutora Diana Cuellar, nuestra corresponsal de Alberláez, compartiendo algunos tips de escritura en nuestra sesión Hocus Pocus English.
Welcome to Hocus Pocus English. Change the way to deal with your daily English.
It can look bad,
but I can hardly move. If you're gone.
Hello everybody, welcome to Hocus Pocus. Today we are going to talk about some clues to be good writers. We know that for the vast majority of language learners, myself included, we learn another language so that we can speak it. We aren't learning it so we can read the newspaper. We aren't learning so that we can write letters to people. We may do both of these and enjoy them as activities, but they are not the reason for our learning. We want to speak. We want to be in conversations in which we both understand and are understood. Speaking, not writing, is why we learn.
This in my life,
if speaking and listening are the most important things we do with the language thought, why would we spend any time worrying about writing? Reading, we can understand it, but writing... As a writer, it's important not only to think what you say, but how you say it. To communicate effectively, it's not enough to have well-organized ideas expressed in complete and coherent sentences and paragraphs. One must also think about the style, tone, and clarity of our writing, and adapt these elements to the reading audience. Again, analyzing one's audience and purpose is the key to writing effectiveness. In order to choose the most effective language, the writer must consider the objective of the document, the context in which it's being written, and who will be reading it. We must be conscious that there are six main characteristics of effective language. They are concrete and specific, not vague and abstract, Second, concise, not verbose. 3, familiar, not obscure. 4, precise and clear, not inaccurate or ambiguous. 5, constructive, not destructive. And 6, appropriately formal. Okay, guys, now we are going to explain each one of them, right?
You think I'm weak, I think you're wrong. I think you're already leaving.
Feels like you're... Concrete language includes descriptions which create tangible images with details the reader can visualize. Abstract language is vague and obscure and doesn't bring to mind specific visual images. For example, if we say, he's a bad roommate, we can see that it is abstract. It can be interpreted in many possible ways and leave many questions unanswered. But if we say, your relationship with John is unacceptable, it is more concrete, less open to multiple interpretations. A hallmark of effective writers is the ability to express the desired message in as few words as possible. Good writers, in other words, use language which is straightforward and to the point. An important part of revising and editing involves rephrasing sentences to eliminate excessive wordiness. One way to reduce wordiness is to eliminate redundant words or phrases. A second way to reduce this is to eliminate filler words which serve no purpose in the sentence. Now, according to the familiar language, it is which the readers easily recognize and understand because they use it on a regular basis. One of the most important functions of language is to build homophily, or a sense of commonality with one's readers. Language which is foreign and unfamiliar to the reader tends to emphasize the differences between writer and reader and makes the message difficult to understand. By using language that is familiar to the reader, the message is likely to have more impact. The use of inappropriate language is a tricky matter because the meaning of words is relative and situational. In other words, words can be interpreted in different ways by different people in different situations. For this reason, it is important to choose language which is as precise and clear as possible. The more precise and clear ones use, the language becomes the figure, the number of possible interpretations for a message. Constructive language phrases a potentially negative message in a positive way, whereas destructive language directs blame and criticism towards the reader, creating defensiveness. The formality of the language one uses should match the formality of the situation and the relationship between the writer and the reader. I hope these clues could help you to have better tests and be better writers. See you next time. Bye-bye.
I have a question, guys. What do I have to take into account when writing?
Well, Leo and Charlie, we have to have in mind aspects like who you are writing to, what kind of text you are writing, your readers or audience, your writing purpose to plan your writing, and the post-writing stage.
Y como mencionaba Diana en su nota, debemos tener en cuenta cómo decimos lo que queremos, pero también tener en cuenta que debemos encontrar nuestro propio estilo, tono y sobre todo la claridad, adaptándolas a una audiencia en específico. Y por último, ir al grano, como decimos coloquialmente.
Yeah, use language which is straightforward and to the point. Besides this, I found very interesting when Diana said that the more precise and clear one's use of language becomes, the fewer the number of possible interpretations for a message.
Y a nuestra audiencia, recuerden que después de escribir un texto, es importante que se haga un proceso de edición y revisión. Además, tratar de evitar la ambigüedad. Esto es muy importante, ya que es una cosa lo que tenemos en la cabeza y otra es el sentido que cobra al momento de leer ese escrito. Otra estrategia es colocar a otra persona que lea por usted y preguntarle si para ella tiene sentido lo que acaba de leer. Así, se podrá tener un poco de seguridad al enviar el archivo. En el ámbito académico, también se debe tener muy en cuenta la rúbrica o directrices para la elaboración del escrito. En pocas palabras, debe escribir sobre lo que le pidan.
Yeah, you are right, Charlie. And remember the post-writing stage. We always have to eliminate and rewrite.
So write you too. Keep writing and stay tuned. We'll be right back in Villonaire. And everything in you.
Salud Global.
Un programa donde su bienestar tiene un espacio.
Escúchenos todos los martes a las 3 p.m. por la radio UNAD Virtual.
Movies, music and books. Themes to remember and stories that come to life.
Bueno, muchachos, y una preguntita, ¿qué tanto saben ustedes de cultura general? Por ejemplo, hay unos juegos que nos remiten mucho a este tipo de cultura, de saber. Por ejemplo, ¿quién quiere ser millonario? Por ejemplo, ¿ustedes se le medirían a hacer una trivia con relación a esto?
I'm on it, Charlie. I have always been fond of these kind of games, but does it have math questions? Because I am so bad at numbers.
Leo, but it is a general culture trivia, so don't worry. And Charlie, I like them too, but why don't we listen to one of our teachers?
Bueno, entonces, ya que ustedes lo mencionan, te haré caso, Carolina. Escuchemos al tutor Carlos de Río Granada de Florencia, Caquetá, hablando sobre cultura general.
Okay, excellent.
Good. There will be no
white flag.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Inbill on Air. Today we have a quiz about music and we have here teacher Darío. Hey, do you want to do this quiz? It's called Are You a Musical Genius?
Yes, okay. Read me the questions.
Right, the first one. When did Madonna make her first record? What was it, in the 70s, the 80s, or the 90s?
The 70s, I think, about 1979.
Correct! Number two. Where do you two come from?
That's easy. They're from Ireland.
Yes, that's right. Question three. What did Sting do before he became a singer? Was he a teacher, a writer, or an actor?
An actor.
No, sorry. He was a teacher. The next one's easy. So, which of these instruments does Elton John play?
The piano.
Correct. Number five. How long were the Beatles together? Was it for 5, 10, or 15 years?
Let me think. 15 years?
No, only 10 years. From 1960 to 1970. Right, the next one. How old was Colombian singer Shakira when she released her first album, Magic? Was she 13, 17, or 22?
I got no idea, but my guess is 13.
Yes, that's right. Well done. Okay, number seven. Who was the first singer to have a number one album and fill in the USA at the same time? Was it Eminem, Jennifer Lopez, or David Bowie?
I don't know. David Bowie?
No, it was Jennifer Lopez in 2001. The film was called The Wedding Planner and the album was J-Lo. Next one. How many people were in the Swedish group ABBA?
4. 2 women and 2 men.
Correct! whose real name is or was Farouk Bulsar? Was it A. George Michael, B. Bob Dylan, or C. Freddie Mercury?
Well, I know it's not Bob Dylan. Was it George Michael?
No, it was Freddie Mercury. Right. The last question. Why didn't Elvis Presley make any records between 1978 and 1960?
Ah, I know this. He was in the army.
Correct. So your final score is 6 out of 10. Sorry.
Why?
Well, I got 10 out of 10.
I don't believe it.
I did it. Look.
Todos los lunes y cada 15 días, Contando hasta 10, los acompaña con temas de interés de la vida cotidiana a las que expertos en psicología darán respuesta.
Escúchenos todos los lunes a las 11:30 por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Una invitación del programa de comunicación social, SEAD Arbeláez Fusagasugá.
Caroline, do you think that here in Colombia we work hard or we hardly work?
Okay, both of them. But yeah. I'm sure that our tutors work hard.
Work hard or hardly work?
Carlos Andrés Camacho, one of our tutors and correspondent from Tunja, is here with us ready to share meaningful aspects related to the United Kingdom.
Okay, let's listen to the section Culture and Civilization.
Culture and Civilization, an open window to know more about the war.
Destruction to come.
Hello everybody, my name is Carlos Camacho, EBIT English tutor. It's a pleasure to be here. Today I'm going to talk about working in the UK. About 75% of British jobs are in service industries, hotels, restaurants, travel, shopping, and computers and finances. It is the fastest growing business and employs over 20 million people. The usual working day starts at 9 a.m. and finishes by 5 p.m. Most people work a 5-day week. The working week is, on average, the longest of any country in Europe. In 1998, a new law was passed saying that workers do not have to work more than 48 hours a week if they don't want to. However, about 22% of British workers do work more than 48 hours a week. However, on the whole, everyone is out of the office early on Fridays and no one will dream of coming to work on Saturdays.
Wow! Working a 5-day week! That'll do for me.
I think that British hardly work.
Yeah.
They are like busy bees all around. Oh, abejas ocupadas. Definitivamente yeah. Hay unas expresiones que suenan bien al no ser traducidas.
Yeah.
The world. We share because we care.
En nuestra sesión The Wall vamos a escuchar varios apuntes que han realizado varios de nuestra audiencia. Les agradecemos a Rosa María, quien nos compartió sobre el amor que debemos tenerle a las mascotas. Este pequeño acompañante que cuando llegamos cansados desde el trabajo nos llena de alegría y de ánimos para continuar y descansar en paz.
Viviana Franco Grisales nos acompañan por primera vez en un comentario desde su Facebook, donde nos dice: es la primera vez que escucho la emisora en vivo. Ha sido interesante, aunque como estudiante de primer periodo en nivel 0, se me ha dificultado la comprensión de algunos diálogos. Hago parte del programa de Ingeniería Ambiental. Un saludo. Te saludamos, Viviana, y esperamos que nos sigas escuchando. En cada programa encontrarás diferentes secciones con diferentes niveles de lengua para que practiques inglés.
Bueno, un saludo para Mariela Gómez, que ha compartido un video sobre 25 pandas recién nacidos.
Excelente. Nice. Qué hermosa la naturaleza.
Yeah, I love it.
También tenemos a Lavinia Fiori, quien estuvo en el segundo día de tormenta por el huracán Matthew, aguantando firme. Queremos enviarles de paso nuestro más sentido apoyo y voces de buen aliento y energía positiva a todas esas personas que tuvieron tantas dificultades por el paso de este huracán en nuestra península de La Guajira.
Y también nos comparten sus talentos. Yubeli Machado nos cuenta que cantar es una de las cosas que más le gusta a su hija. Así que le invitamos a que continúe compartiéndonos esas lindas cosas que tiene para mostrar.
Yeah.
Bendiciones.
En Speak Up la podemos encontrar más adelante. Terminamos dando un saludo a Marcela Sanabria y a su hija que acaba de cumplir 4 añitos. Felicitaciones. Happy birthday to you.
Congratulations.
Por último, escríbanos a nuestro correo si tienen alguna sugerencia o quieren darnos sus opiniones acerca de nuestro programa inbillionaire@gmail.com.
Síguenos por Facebook @inbillionaireisback, Twitter @inbillionaire e Instagram @inbilloa. Agradecemos mucho a nuestra control master Alejandro Díaz, a la emisora Radio UNAD Virtual por su apoyo y a Invil.
Bye bye, Invil on Air.
I know you think that I shouldn't still love you. I'll tell you that. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? I'm not trying to make your life harder. I'll return to where we were. But I will go down with this shit, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love, and cause nothing but trouble. I understand if you can't talk to me again. And if you live by the rules of it's over, then I'm sure that that makes sense. And I will go down with this shit, and I won't put my surrender. There will be no why.
surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual,